So first, just before we resume where we left off, did anybody actually see the Chubas Maimonides? Yeah. So nobody saw the Maimonides.
Sure did.
How did it look?
I do now, yeah.
So we've been discussing, the question of Garmi Vertich, and I've been making the argument that while it's true that there are several Rishonim that make an explicit point of the fact that when it comes to Nezikin, Din of the Garmi is Chayav, Nigar Din, but Ritzichi, Nid Mas Vidayim, I've been making the argument that maybe not everybody agreed to that. First of all, the Rayos that they bring are open to question whether or not they really are Chayav Nezikin, if it's Garmi and all, in according to all those Shitos. Meaning that discrepancies are not necessarily discrepancies depending on what your Shita is with regard to Garmi. So the proofs are not necessarily unassailable. And then in terms of just what we find in Rishonim, so I think David really does say Yerchayev, and I think the Rush doesn't really imply Yerchayev. He doesn't say explicitly, but he implies if you put two Rushes together. But the Maharam Rutenberg, I think, is actually maybe the most explicit. He says as follows. I'm just reading it from the Haggadah Maimonides, his Talmud, in Shuvos HaShayach Chos HaSefer Nezikin, Yudalid, where he says, he's speaking about a Moser, somebody who Moser for the purpose of killing. So he says that he believes, it says, Korvani be'enai sheyesh la'achmir lov. So he quotes the Sugin Kedushin. The Sugin Kedushin speaks of somebody who sends somebody to go commit murder for him. And the Gemara says that, it's machlokas, whether or not he's certainly chayev b'din azuta, maybe he's chayev also b'din rabba. That's where the Gemara quotes Osah Raga b'cher b'nei Amon, the president from David. But the Gemara ends up saying, Divrei Talmud, he's certainly not chayev minadin, because... Meaning, he's certainly not chayev misa because the rav divrei talmud divrei meshomim ain't shliach dvar vera. So he quotes that halacha. He says, "V'yoser miYisrael haomer l'shulcha Yisrael tzei v'harogis hanefesh." The apagav the divrei rav divrei talmud divrei meshomim mechayev mias v'di shemayim b'dina rabba lemar b'dina zuta lemar. Right, two versions of a dina of chiv shemayim, dina rabba, dina zuta. Okay, it says, "Hani milei hasam mishum the kar levadai shelo yase the divrei rav the divrei talmud divrei meshomim avai de goyim nearly." So that's a classic case of Garmi. So he says, in this case, so I think for sure that Bidine Adam is Chayav Misa, because after all, it's Bar Yezeka. It's no different than Shalech Es Be'er. Now, I don't know how he didn't just say the case of Masur. That's the identical case. You're being Moser to Goyim, not in the context of Mammon, but in the context of Misa. So that's exactly the case where in Mammon you're Chayim Din Garmi. So he's basically saying, in Ritzicha you're also Chayim Din Garmi, because Bar Yezeka. Now clearly this is not in my Ritzicha B'Yadayim. You personally do not engage at all. It's the exact equivalent to the case of the Garmi. And he's claiming this is Chayim Ritzicha. Now, I do think that there's an unspoken premise here. After all, our Gemara is a good Raya, that Bar Yezeka isn't sufficient to be Mechayev in Ritzicha, right? The Siluk Tris, you have Bar Yezeka. So if you held that was all you needed for Garmi, then that was exactly the point of the Ran and the Meiri, that you see that Garmi is not Chayev Ritzicha. But I don't think he's going to disagree with that. I think there's an unspoken premise here, which is that it's Bar Yezeka plus some sort of Asiyas Maisa Begupa Dover that you couldn't probably assume that he agrees with his Talmud the Rush, that you're acting upon, you're directing your will upon, towards the person who's being killed, so that already removes it from just being Bar Yezeka. It's now Asiyas Maisa Begufa Davar, in the sense of the rushes, Asiyas Maisa Begufa Davar, that Ein Lecha Maisa Gadol B'Din Zu, Shemareihu HaMamon, so here, Ein Lecha Maisa Gadol B'Din Zeh, Shemareihu HaAdam, so given that you have both Bar Yezeka plus the Maisa Begufa Davar, that's going to be sufficient to be Mechayev Misa Bidei Adam. So clearly, then he's holding that Garmi is Chayav Yerzicha. Okay, so then he actually even says, V'hashad nibidino zed nir be'ina shetam kapara kimo rotzeach gamur sharahag biyado biyad v'dami l'kava shalav v'socha mayim l'socha or. Come on, the cut to the chavir v'ashkela b'digamaya. Okay, well, we'll get to some of these other cases. So he brings up some other sugyos. So here, I think clearly you have Maimon Rutenberg, I think, if I'm right, about the rush, so that's, they basically agree, both Rebbe and Talmud agree, that both on what defines Garmi and that Garmi is actually Chayav Yerzicha. I don't know that if you take the Rush's position you have to also say that you're chayiv in that case, because you might very well say, first of all, it's not bar yizeka, or even if it is bar yizeka, it isn't quite the same in terms of a maisa beguva davar. If you view the maisa beguva davar as being sort of a maisa hezek in a sense, you might say that removing the mamon from the rishus of the showing the mamon to the person is a sense of being mafsid the mamon, but you can't say that showing the person is being mafsid is nefesh is considered to be almost like an act of ritzicha already.
I'm like in terms of like Holocaust cases where it's pointing out was itself is so where it was itself pretty much like immediately proceeding to
The question is whether or not you can be chai misavidei adam for it. That's the issue. Not whether or not you. I think nobody's. I assume that people are going to agree you are over on ritzicha in that case. The Rambam even speaks about that, but ladaf goyim any case. But. The question is, are you going to be chayav misa b'day adam? Let's say you have a beis din, you have a hasara, can you be chayav misa now?
Yeah.
So that I think is open to question. And maybe you're right, in certain contexts it is. I'm just saying that I don't know if you necessarily assume that halakhically we define it as being bar yizeka. I don't know if that's obvious. If you say that in the case of mamon, it's also true there. Either way, once having said it, I think it clearly reflects the position. That position that garmi is chayav ritzicha, and the definition of garmi is both this I say it's ma'aseh begufa davar plus bar yizeka. Okay, so that's just in terms of just the general question about whether or not garmi is chayav ritzicha. So now we were in the process of analyzing that machlokas, and just to catch us up, we started with the assumption that he who holds that you need a ma'aseh b'dayim b'ritzicha is basically arguing two propositions. First, that you need a ma'aseh b'dayim to be chayav ritzicha, and second, that garmi is not a ma'aseh b'dayim. So we were discussing those who disagree, right? The Rosh, the Maharam now, the Rina David. They could argue on one of two points. They could say you don't need a ma'aseh b'dayim, and we explained this was that what's mechayiv here is not any particular what's mechayiv ritzicha is not any particular sort of act, but simply the totzav, the causing a person to lose his life, to die. If you do that, no matter how you do it, you're going to be chayiv. How do we? What makes you responsible? So if you cause it on a level, on a certain direct level, that's sufficient. That's sufficient. If you're responsible for the nefesh being lost, then we say nefesh achas nefesh. Even if there's no ma'aser tzicha b'yadayim. That's one possibility. Or alternatively, they also agree you need ma'aser b'yadayim. They just hold that garmi is ma'aser b'yadayim. So we discussed this question now. How do we understand garmi? Is it a separate track of causation? Or no, it constitutes ma'aser b'yadayim within Nezikin. We discussed different questions of the scope of Garmi, of the Chiyuv Garmi ben Nezikin that could relate to that question. And now we were asking a more general point regarding the status of Garmi b'chol Torah Kula, or another context where there's a distinction between a Maisa b'yadayim or a Maisa and Grama. What's the din of Garmi? So first we started with the issue of Chavala, where the Ksos claims that the Ramah held that it's that garmi is not chayav b'dalvar. Just to know, I mentioned last time I wasn't sure about it. I looked it up a little bit afterwards. It turns out that it's not at all clear what the basis for the chiyuv is for the Ramah. And the Ramban actually disagreed with it, and he thought there was no basis to be mechayiv him. He says, shmir's gufo, love there. Again, there you added on an extra masai to somebody you had hired to carry something. So the Ramban didn't think you had a chiyuv. The Ramban who thinks you do, it isn't entirely clear what the basis for the chiyuv is. Some want to say maybe it's midin eish avna sakino maso, but the ksos is himself suggesting that it's garmi. And if you say that, so then what emerges is the Rama who says in this case you're not going to chayav dal dvarim. What he's claiming then is that garmi is not chayav dal dvarim. But we noted that it's possible that the Ra disagrees with this. The Ra in the Bedek Abayis is commenting on the Rashba. The Rashba who was trying to defend his psak, he said his own conclusion, what he would have said, had it not been for the fact that Tosos actually are machmir on this, he would have said that if you just have a suck in and it falls out of your hand and it goes on to shecht, so that's considered to be v'zavachta v'achalta, mashata zaveach ta'ochel, it's considered to be a maisa shchita, and his raya was from the Gemara in Bava Kamma and Chafav, that somebody who, lohikir, that you didn't realize there was an evan there, so if it is no phallus, our girsa is that amda, some claim that there's no raya for the rasha because it's amda, but the rasha seems pretty clear that he didn't have that girsa. Not clear that it would make a difference anyway. But according to his girsa, it was just nafla, the second the pebble is no phallus, So the Gemara says, in this case, you're chayav in nezikin, because you're chayav, even though in this case it's surely no less than shogeg, it's probably honest maybe. But you're chayav ben onis ben razon ben shogeg mezik, but you're pater ben dal dvarim and ben galus, etc., etc. Because in those cases you do need honest isn't chayav in those cases. So the Rashi's point was, oh, so you see that he's chayav benezek. So clearly this is considered to be a ma'isa adam, and it's therefore sufficient for shechita. So the Rashi says, what? That's not a good raya. He says, after all, nezikin, you're chayav, you have the chayav garmi nezikin. You can be chayav just being garim. What emerges then from the raya is, and again, the raya's point was, and therefore, it's true you'd be chayav in nezikin, but who says that would constitute a ma'isa shechita? What emerges then from the raya is all those other cases, the whole litany of cases there that context there that the Gemara is discussing that with respect to the case of Nofeles. Then all those cases, also you would have a chiyuv. Again, the Gemara says that you're punter in those cases, but that was only because, in those contexts, but only because you need zadon, or you need shkagad, but anus isn't going to be mechayiv. If not for the anus point, clearly, you would have been chayiv. That was the Gemara's whole point. Now, if it's true that this is only garmi, so then what emerges is that according to the Ra'ah, garmi is chayiv bedal dvarim, and he's chayiv and other things as well. So, that's what we were left off with. So that's one case. This second one, just to add from that ra'ah, is that apparently the ra'ah thinks that galos, you'd be chayiv for garmi, if it was sufficiently shogeg and not anus, or shogeg and not mezid. That I'm not sure everybody agrees with either. The rush probably disagreed with that. The rush who held that even mitzamtzim and shachat shnayim, in those cases you're going to be putter, from galus, even though you'd be chayiv in mezid, he says in both those cases you're going to be pater from galus because we have the pasuk. It says v'nafal love, machmas nefila. So he dies and not from davar acher at all. So in those cases, so therefore the rush says in that case he'd be you would require that his maisa be the only thing which contributes to the nezik. Those cases seem to be at the very least garmi, so it's pretty clear, I think, that the rush believes that we have actually a gzerzakasuv that would preclude garmi being chayav begalus. So that's just another issue that comes up that emerges from the rush. So now I want to discuss the din of garmi b'shabbos. At the end of the last chabur, we just started discussing how to understand this machlokes about garmi b'chavala, and now we can add garmi b'galos. So we'll come back to it afterwards. Now, as far as I know, regarding other contexts where there's a distinction between grama and ma'aseh b'yadayim, so we don't see Rishonim address either explicitly or implicitly the din of garmi as a general category. But I think we can try to investigate. Now, the prime example of such a context where we do distinguish is Melech HaShabbos. Right, the Gemara on Kuf Chaf HaMaveis in Shabbos tells us that when it says lo sa'aseh kamalacha, it means asiyahu da'aseh gram ashar. In the very least, gram kibbo is mutter, right? Kibbo be gram is mutter, even though kibbo gamor is going to be obviously aser. So Shabbos is a good example. At the very least, kibbo, other contexts in Shabbos, or other malachos of Shabbos, are a little bit trickier. Just mention this derech agav. Gemara v'kama daf samech, I think I mentioned this Gemara, speaks of a case where if you damage by throwing flax into the air, or by beating a rug and flax jumping into the air, and that damages after being released into the ruach, so you're going to be pater mizikin because it's gram bama. Whereas the Gemara says with regard to Shabbos, you'd be chayv in this case because that's high nizor of the ruach nasaito, and the reason there's a difference is because malachas mashabbos are satorah. So the simplest way to understand that is that this is something which is unique to malachas zore, which by definition requires and entails involves the siyua haruach. And what the Gemara is saying is simply that Zorah as a malacha is forbidden on Shabbos, despite the fact that Bechol Torah Kula does not involve a what would be defined as a Maisa, B'yadayim, because what characterizes the malachas of Suras B'Shabbos, what's important about them, is the notion of malachas Shabbos, of creative labor, of skilled labor. So therefore, even though it's not something which in general is a Maisa B'yadayim, nonetheless it's going to be Asur Mishum Malacha on Shabbos. But if that's true, then it wouldn't necessarily have broader implications beyond Zorah. And yet, there are other Rishonim, and the Rush certainly sounds like he's saying that, and yet there are other Rishonim that explicitly understood that this Gemara has broader implications. For instance, Rabbi Nechananel, on Gemara and Shabbos Kufka from Vez regarding Havara, basically thinks, what emerges from him is that he thinks that if, in general, if you do something which is sort of a usual way to do it, It doesn't have to be that it's the only way you can do it, but if it's a usual way to do it, if it's darcho bekach or orche bekach, so then it'll fall under malach l'sheves, even though it's bechol darkula rama. His case was libuya deharuach, havara deharuach. Halacha l'maisa, this could have enormous implications, depending on how you take this, you know, darcho bekach. And in fact, meaning if you say that this is the case, this is true. So even though theoretically you might say grama is mutter, but lemaisa, if it becomes the normal way to do it in darcha b'chach, so then it's already going to be aser mishum malach l'sheves. And in fact, the machon tzomet is generally machmir for this reason. They try to engineer the contraptions to work in two ways. The primary way, which does not involve grama, and that is supposed to be used b'chol, and the secondary way, which involves grama, for use on Shabbos. The reason they do that is because this way, they think that this satisfies this problem, that this answers this problem, that it's not darcho b'chach if the contraption itself, in some way, is intended to be used in a primary way, which does not involve grama. But in any event, yeah? What?
Is it clear that the definition of darcho bekach would be how you designate that object to work, or how?
I don't know if it's designated, but if you design, that's it's not
how
clear.
It's designed to work, or how it's like designed to work in like the olam. Like maybe if they're grama way, is a grama with the way that in relative to the way that they design the object.
It isn't. Right? Yeah. No, I understand you. It isn't clear, but Achornim already. They're machmir for these things. Like the Achiezer thinks that the Shlomo Zalman is already unsure about whether or not. I mean, they raise the question: how do you define the act? When does it become darcho b'chach? Even if you assume that this darcho b'chach is what we generally assume, in other words, that if anything which has become darcho b'chach, it doesn't have to be just like Zora, but anything which is darcho b'chach, and they bring a raya from the Rambam, from Tzad. When do you say that this is what you have? Is it by design? Is it of this particular device? Is it in general? But lemaisa, there are many poskim machmir. I think Rav Yashub was extremely machmir, and Machon Tzomet, all pretty machmir in terms of what they consider to be grama, and also this issue of Machon Sheves HaSotor.
My brother, when he used it, was like very surprised that it actually is it's very annoying to use the whole grama thing, because you don't know if the button's actually going to work. You get to
I don't think they try to accommodate the daya about the Bari Ezeka. I mean, you could in theory have a contraption, but the only thing is it wouldn't be much use. If the whole point is, let's say you need the elevator and you don't know now whether or not it's going to work because they wanted to accommodate the shittas that held at any time you have Bari Ezeka, so that's already going to... Well, we'll get to it. Let's put that aside for now. We can pretty much avoid this issue. I was just noting in Derech Agav, but we want to determine on our own now whether or not, in the context where we make such a distinction, let's say Gram Kibui, where Maisa Kibui, B'adayim is considered to be Asur, Mishum Kibui, but Grama is Mutter. So what's the din of Garmi? Where does that fall? And what we want to do is to look for one of two types of cases. First, we want to see if there are cases that clearly do not qualify as Grama Ba'ama. In other words, they're more than Grama Ba'ama, and yet nonetheless, they have a din of Grama, and not Maisa B'adayim. They're Putter or Mutter because of Grama, and they're not Maisa B'adayim. Or cases, on the other hand, cases that clearly do not meet the standard of a classical Maisa B'adayim, and nonetheless have a din of Maisa. In those cases, if the reason that they have a din of Maisa is that they bear a certain feature, which is also a defining feature, the defining feature of Garmi, so then we can conclude that Garmi is considered a Maisa for Shabbos. So just to start with the first category, the cases of Ptur, which are clearly not just Garma Ba'ama. So most of these that we've actually seen. First, the Ravya. The Ravya, regarding the Megalgal Chavis, whether or not you're going to be over Mavir Dal Ramas Rishis Rabim. So he says you're Putter in this case because it isn't Maisav, it isn't Kocho, since the pavement is supporting the item. So even though Zrika would be Chayav, but just rolling it wouldn't be. So one Chiddush that he has was that this isn't considered to be Maisa or Kocho. And that we discussed in the context of defining Maisa B'Yadayim. The idea that Siua Kochacher already might remove it from the definition as a Maisa B'Yadayim. So this is a good example of that. So there's a Chiddush, this is considered to be a Siua. That's one point, which is that this isn't a Maisa Kocha. And yet there's another thing you have to say for the Rav Yah, because Lechora, according to any definition of Garmi, this meets that definition, this constitutes Garmi. You have a Maisa B'Gufa Davar, under any definition of the Maisa B'Gufa Davar. You have the equivalent of the Bari Hazeka, right? It's going to be rolling. And you also have Aschalas HaTotzah Miyad. It happens immediately upon your Maisa. So to say that this case is going to be Pater on Shabbos requires an additional assumption. That is, that when it comes to Shabbos, Garmi has a din of Grama and not Maisa Bidai. So that's the Rav Yud. Then we encounter a pair of opinions that we discuss, actually, regarding Pe'ulos that seem to be equivalent of Dechifa L'socha Mayim of our Mishnah, Kishenu Yachalalos, right? So here we saw the Gra regarding Sinas Kelum Socha Ish, right? The Gra held that even if Yesh Tzir B'Kelum, so we can explain the day in the Gemara, we can explain the Gemara that says that Masikin B'Kelum, the reason that you can do that is because it's Grama Ba'alma, it's Tzir Ayde Grama Ba'alma. That's the Gra. Then we saw the Magen Avraham regarding Zrik Eliyam, for Nechilas Hashama, who seems to be of the opinion that even regarding something that is forbidden to kill, it would be grama to simply throw it into the water. That would be okay. So we explained both of these positions based on two premises. First, that doing something to a person or an animal or an object by inserting it into some koach, like a mayim or esh, is not a maisa b'yadayim, but rather gram, garmi. And that itself is based on two premises, and this is again why we were discussing it then. First, that to be a maisa b'yadayim, so it's necessary that the agent, that his act, be the sole or the prime, at the very least the prime koach hapoel. It's not sufficient to just have a physical act upon the chayfetz with a guaranteed tzotzah and a schalsa tzotzah b'shas ha-maisa. That's not sufficient. You have to be the sole, or maybe the only, or maybe the primary koach hapoel. And second, you have to assume that in these cases you don't have that. You could have said, for any number of reasons that you do, perhaps you might have said that you view it as an implement, right? Like the Tosafot Rid probably would have said about the fire, right? That it's in the Maisa B'Gadol Mizeh. So that's one proposition that they're assuming that this is not a Maisa B'Dayim, it's only Garmi. But second, again, here too, it seems pretty clear that at the very least is Garmi, right? So this Gaon and this Magen Avraham seem to be assuming that Garmi on Shabbos has the din of Grama. And that might be well reflected in another psak of the Magen Avraham, a pretty famous psak in Simon Rishon Beis, where the Magen Avraham says that in a case where you are nosin chitim, the soch rechaim shamayim, you put wheat upon some sort of millstone, which is running with water, which is powered by water. So that in that case, let's say you put the wheat right onto the millstone, you're going to be pater mishum grama. That's not tchina biyadayim. That's gram tochin, and therefore you're going to be chai. You're going to be pater. So it seems likely that this is no less than garmi. This is certainly no less than garmi. Right? Even if you accept the premise that, and there are those many who disagree, there are a number of different reasons why you can disagree with this Magen Avraham, and many have. But at the very least, even if you want to agree that this is not a Maisa B'Dayim, at the very least it sounds like it's probably not less than Garmi. As well, first of all, it's Vadai, right? The Tzah is Vadais. It's certainly going to happen. Secondly, you have an Asiyas Maisa B'Guf HaDavar, certainly in the Rush's version of Asiyas Maisa B'Guf HaDavar, you're putting it right on the thing, right under it. Now, the Magen Avraham doesn't happen to say anything, it's not clear about the time, but it's reasonable to assume that it wouldn't make any difference, since he doesn't really say anything. He doesn't say that since it's only Achakach, you know, that you put it on, and then later it's going to happen, so that's already... So it sounds like the Magen Avraham believes that it's going to be considered grama, even if you put it right under the mill, so that there's no time discrepancy. If that's true, then there's no time discrepancy. It wouldn't be considered grama on that account. And as far as the Mi'iri's Maisa Mafsid, which here I guess we would say it has to be considered a Maisa HaTochein, I think you would be hard-pressed to argue that this is less than Mitzamtzein, particularly if the Magen Avraham includes cases where you put it under the millstone immediately. In other words, if you assume that you're putting it right under the millstone as it's doing it, it's hard to imagine that it would be less of a Maisa HaTochein than the case of Mitzamtzein is a Maisa Riga. Now, even if one could make that argument, I don't think it would be any different than Techiv L'Soch HaMayim. If this is true, then the implication of the Magen Avraham, too, is that Garmi has a din of Grama on Shabbos. Avni Nezer, in Chelek Arachayim, Simon Nunches, explicitly draws this conclusion of the Magen Avraham. He puts it in those terms. He says, according to the Magen Avraham, Garmi is Grama leaning Shabbos. Garmi is putter, mutter, on Shabbos. On the other hand, so that's on the one hand. On the other hand, you have several indications in various Hashanim that point in the other direction. You have several cases where they hold that you're chayiv, despite the fact that it seems pretty clear that there isn't a ma'aseh b'yadayim, that there isn't the classical ma'aseh b'yadayim, right? The ma'aseh b'yadayim of the, you know, the very highest order, and where their reasoning suggests, from the reasoning one can conclude that they think a garmi has a din of ma'aseh lenient Shabbos. First, the Ramban. The Ramban, regarding Guram Kibwe, says the following. The context is the Psak Harif. Did anybody actually do this? No. Oh, sure. So the context is the Psak Harif regarding the Sigyos in Kol Kisve on the one end and Kir on the other. On Kuf Chaf Amvez, the Gemara in Shabbos mentions two cases of Gram where Ladas Rabban and Rabbi Yossi, and in the end the Gemara thinks probably Rabbi Yossi too, we end up saying is Mutter Rabbi Yossi Meikardin. He disagrees only technically. But Meikardin and the Rabban and Paskin Halacha, that we have two cases of Gram Kibui which are Mutter. Because Asiyahu de Aser Gramashari. One is where you have a Deleika, fire, and then you surround it with a mechitza shalkelim, you put it around its path. In its path, you put a kelim utensils filled with water, so that when the fire goes there, it will burn the kelim and it'll be extinguished by the water which is within. The Gemara says that's mutter, even though kibui is aser, but that's gram kibui and asiyu da aser gram ashari. And the second case, the Gemara says, it actually says on the daf, I think the daf 4 on Kuf Chaf, Amar Alef, is Nesinas Mayin Letzad Sheni Shal Talis Sheachas Baal Or. Right? The Gemara says that a Talis Sheachas Baal Or, Letzad Echad, you can be Nosein Mayin Letzad Sheni, and that's okay. Because it's only Gram. So the Rif omits the second case. He omits the Ptur in the second case of Nosein Mayin Letzad Acher Shel Talis, where there's no fire, he doesn't quote it. And the Ramban suggests as follows, that the Riv held that regarding that case, there's actually a Machukas Asugyos between the Gemara there and Kuchaf, whether or not Lamanda Amar, right, Gram Kibo is Mutter, whether or not this will be Mutter. He says he thinks there's a Machukas Asugyos between the Sugya and Kuchaf and the Sugya in Kira on Mem Zayin Ad Beis, the end of Kira. The Sigin Kira discusses the case. This has the din. It's the Mishnah that ain nosin kli malimayim tachas haner. You can't put a utensil full of water, a bowl of water, let's say, underneath a candle, because nitzotzos might fall down. The nitzotzos will fall down into that kli, and it'll be kibui. So Gemara suggested first that this must be Ladas Rabbi Yossi, who holds that gram kibui is usher. Rabbi Yossi on the Gemara on Daf Kuf Chaf, so this seems to be going with the initial assumption of the Gemara that even Rabbi Yossi disagrees about this. In the end, the Gemara actually says in Kuf Chaf that Rabbi Yossi also agrees. He answers that case of Mechitza Shokin for just technical reasons, other reasons, and Tosafot points it out. Tosafot says, yeah, the Gemara could have said no. Even Rabbi Yossi agrees with Gram Kibui being with Tur, just had a different answer. So that's what the Gemara is saying. But the Gemara ends up either way concluding that even Ladas Rabbanan, it's going to be Aser, this case, this Mishnah could be even Ladas Rabbanan, even though Gram Kibui is Mutter, this is Aser Mishum Mikarev Kibuyo. So many Rishonim, the Tosos, the Rashba, the Rush, they say that this is not itself Kibui Gamor, rather it's Aser, it's a Gzeira, out of concern that possibly what will happen is, as I'm putting my Kli with Mayim under the Nair, at that moment, sparks will fall down, and then at that point it'll be just a Maisa Kibwa Gomer. I'll be hitting the spark with my water. And that's the issue, and therefore it's going to be Usur Lekuliyama, but not that this is itself Kibwa Gomer. But the Rabban disagrees, and he contends that the Rabbanan, first of all, that the Rabbanan forbade that very case, Meigar didn't, because it constitutes Kibwa Gomer, and second, the reason it constitutes Kibwa Gomer is because in that case the cessation of the flame, the extinguishing of the flame, is certain. It's Vadai Tikabe. And the Rabban then explains. The only reason, is now weaving the whole, all the six together here, the only reason the Rabbanan permit one to set up a Mechitza Shal Kelim is because it's not certain that the Kelim are going to break and the fire will be extinguished. Had it been certain, says the Rabban, it would have been forbidden as Kibbutz Gomer, even the Das Rabbanan, that Gram Kibbutz Mutter. And the Rabban actually asserts that this is the basis, in fact, of the Yerushalmi, There's an opinion in the Yerushalmi. It's a chok, it's 2 days in the Yerushalmi. Whether or not the Rabbanon who are matir mechitza shal kelim will also be matir mechitza shal mayim. The Rishonim who discuss this case, they give the example of mechitza shal barad. So 2 days in Yerushalmi, are the Rabbanon also going to be matir mechitza shal barad? So the Rabban says the second day, we pass in the second day, that we assume mechitza shal barad, let's say mechitza shal mayim, you cannot do, cannot establish around it, cannot set up around it. And the reason, says the Rabban, is because in that case, it's certain that it'll be extinguished. So in that case, you have kibbutz gomer even without Rabbanon. And this is the reason, says the Ramban, that the Rif paskins against the Gemara, the day in the Gemara that says that you can be no sein mayim letzad hasheni of the talus, because in that case you again have that the ner is going to be vadai ikave. So in that case, it'll be certainly extinguished. So then that constitutes kibbutz gomer even the Rabbanon. Now, in the case of mechitza shel kelim, where it's vadai tikave, it's hard to argue that you have a classical ma'aseh b'yadayim. You don't engage physically, either b'kocho or b'gufo, with the davar hanifal, with the fire, at all. You're simply setting up around it something. It happens to be, in this case also, you don't even have the time element. Right? That time element is missing here too, because it's only happening later. So what emerges is, but then Ramban nonetheless thinks that, but since it's vadai tikave, that's already a sufficient condition to make your activity usur mishum kibbutz gomer. So if we put things together, what emerges from the Ramban is that, just taking account of his, the Ramban, I guess throughout Shas, you might say, is that the Ramban believes a defining feature of Garmi is Bari Yezeka. Anytime you have Bari Yezeka, you're going to have Chiyuv mishum Garmi. That feature, the Bari Yezeka, the Vadai Tavo HaTetzah, is sufficient to make something Kibbutz Gomer on Shabbos, to give it a Din Maisa on Shabbos. So I think we can conclude from the Ramban, what emerges is that Garmi has a Din of Maisa in Melechah Shabbos. You guys follow that? These cases certainly are not classical Maisa B'Yadayims. Right? You set up Kalim around the... Take a case where you have Kalim, and they're certain to break. They're designed to break upon encountering fire. The Ramban thinks that it's Kibbutz Gomer to set up Kalim around the fire. Why? Because it's vada dikave. That seems to be exactly what the Ramban believes is garmi. So I think it's fair to say that according to the Ramban, garmi has a din of maisa linyan Shabbos. And I also think, very, very likely, or it's compelling to say, that according to the Ramban, that's exactly the machlokas amaraim within the shita that gram kibbutz is mutter, whether or not this is in fact the case. In other words, those who think that mechitza shamayim is mutter, is grama. Those who think that no saying talis, letzada talis, is mutter, mishum grama, L'Rabbanan Rabbi Yossi, even though it's Vadai, so I think what they'll say is these cases aren't classical Maisa B'Dayim. You're not engaging physically with the object, or it's involving Siyua of something else. So it's true they're Vadai, and therefore it's true that you'd be Chayev B'Nezikin, meeting Garmi in these cases, but nonetheless, as far as Shabbos is concerned, it's not considered to be a Maisa Shabbos. Again, I don't want to get to the analysis, you know, until the end, but I'll just note that this is, we have a consistent picture that emerges according to the Ramban. The Ramban believes, right, both as far as when we discuss Garmi bin Ezekin, right, what was the Ramban's operative phrase there? Gorim ka'ose. So therefore, of course Garmi bonus is going to be chayev because it's just other mamazik. Of course, Gorim the Gorim is going to be chayev, it's just other mamazik. Right? Of course, Maisa Behema. Behema's that Shehizika, but Garmi is going to be chayev because that's just Behema Shehizika. So the Ramban believes that Garmi Gorim Kaosim. Gorim is a din of Maisa B'Yadayim. And therefore, when it comes to Shabbos, putting this together, it's consistent. In Shabbos, he also believes that, and it's the same criterion, Vadai Tavo HaTetzah, that'll also be considered a Maisa Gomer. Yeah, you're saying, Shul?
Just why should we think that the Machlokas Amoraim is whether Garmi has a din of Maisa Shabbos instead of saying that the Machlokas is the prerequisites for Garmi?
The Ramban never really seems to waver on that point. I'm just saying, in other words...
Maybe because he passes like the Amora that holds up our Yazid.
You think that the Ramban is going to say, well, those other Ramban are probably going to have a whole disagreement with everything I wrote in the Kuntras?
Maybe.
It's in theory it's possible. I think it's more likely...
the other Amora either way.
Yeah, but the question is, why would we assume that the Ramban would think it goes beyond Shabbos? And we know that the Ramban establishes the Machlokas... 2 days leaning ground kibbutz. What's considered to be ground kibbutz? Can you have ground kibbutz with vada? It could be. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. I just don't think the Ramban will say that, particularly since it's not an obvious point to draw the conclusion from. I mean, it depends on how you understand garmi b'nezikin. and whether or not that will necessarily, you know, have any implications for Shabbos, I just think it's very reasonable to say. The Ramban will say they required a Maisa B'Dayim of the first order in order to be Chayav for Shabbos, so Garmi is not going to be Chayav. Or you might say, they held that Garmi is Chayav, maybe it is Machlokes Ben Zikin, but Garmi is, what they held is that Garmi Ben Zikin is Chayav is a separate track, it's Gorim. Who says you need? Who says Gorim is going to be Chayav for Shabbos? Right? Maybe. I think you can make a compelling case that the Rush too held that Garmi has a din of Maisa B'Dayim, at least lenient Shabbos. And here, the point of departure is the Gemara in Beitza. Gemara in Beitza on Chav Beis Amud Beis states that there's an Isser for somebody to be mistapik mishemen shebener. You cannot take out shemen from a ner that is dolik. So the Tosos say that the Isser in this case is only because it immediately, at that moment, diminishes the flame a little bit. But if you had a candle, and therefore Tosa says that if you had a candle, let's say, of wax, where cutting off the bottom of the candle doesn't impact the flame then, at that moment, but only later, so that's the sugya of Mechitza Shokelim, that's Gram Kibui, that'll be Mutter, L'Das Rabban and Deviosi. Right, this is the Tosos in, where was it? Again? It was Chafez? Yeah. So the Tosas there says, "Ina rotz alomar mibnei shemahar kibuy." It will have the gram kibuy, the gram kibuy biyontov shari. Apa bishem mahar kibuya v'chulei. Shabbos nami ino chayev. Oh, how many times a hoyel did beosa shash who mistapik mena mechabek sas mechasa orel. The lo yachol on hurei kuli high ki ika shemem muat binner. Okay. And then he says, and therefore you can be matir in the case of a candela, candle, right, which has wax. So there the wax is it's only gram kibuy. That's the Tosfos. The Rush disagrees. The Rush in Beitza held that no, even the Rabbanan who hold Gram Kibui is Mutter, they're going to be Mechayev you here. Midin Kibui Gomer. Why? Even in the case of the candle. In other words, it's not because you're diminishing the flame. Even if you don't diminish the flame, you simply remove some of the Shemen without diminishing the flame, where you cut off the bottom, the second half of the candle. Why? What does he say? Shui, you want to say? All right. So he says, the Adkan lo pligi, even the Rabbanan are going to be chayiv here. Why? Adkan lo pligi hasam, in the case of in Shabbos, of Mechitza Shokelim. Mishum, de eno nogeya bedavar hadolik, el osa davar chutzalo, hagorim esakibu kishadagia shama hadleika. Oh, you didn't? Okay. This is the Rush in Perek Beis in Simin Yudzayin. Aval hacha, shemen vapsila, shehen, shtehen gormim es. Second, shteihem gormim es hadaleika v'memaid me'echad mehenu ma'ar sekiboy chayev v'hayim taima. Okay, so yeah, v'chinli nekiboy nami ma'ar kiboy aydish nistabek minaner havikilu kavahu. Okay, so what does the Rush say? That this case is going to be kiboy gamor, even in the case of the candle, where you're not actually diminishing now, you're only taking out some oil so that it cannot continue later. Now, probably you would be hard. I think it'd be hard to argue that this case is a classic Maisa B'Dayim. First of all, the effect is not immediate, right? It's not. It doesn't make any impact upon the flame until later. Second of all, you're not really providing, in this case, the koach hamechabe. You're not really extinguishing it with your own force. It's more you're simply removing the fuel that the candle will needs in order to continue. So the candle on its own consumes the remaining fuel, and in Melech it'll cease due to its lack of fuel. And I think this is in fact reflected in the Lashon of the Rush, which I actually didn't even quote. But he says that I don't believe that the Tosas is right, that this case, if the case of Shava, the case of wax, you're going the Rabbanan are going to be matter. He says, in my opinion, Afra Rabbanan der Biyosi modu behai gram kiboy dechayev. I think that's what he's reflecting, that this isn't a Maisa B'Dayim, it's Gram Kibui, but this case of Gram Kibui is Chayev. Now, what makes this case Chayev, according to the Rush? That is Ose Maisa B'Guf HaDavar HaDolik. And he explains, because he's assuming that there are two components to the Davar HaDolik, it's the Psila and the Shem. Two together comprise the thing which is Dolik. So in this case, you're Nogei B'Guf HaDavar, instead of acting upon something which is just Michutzala, namely the Kalim, you're actually acting upon the Davar HaDolik itself, the Davar HaNifal itself. And that Gram Kibui is Kibui Gamar. Now, regarding Garmi, the Rush held that what was the defining feature of Garmi? Bar Yizeka plus Osa maisa beguva davar. Right? Hence, when samtem is garmi, and therefore mar mamon is garmi, because in all these cases you're acting upon the davar nifal. So what I think what emerges is the rush, lishitaso, but the rush agrees with the Ramban that the garmi has a din of maisa for Shabbos. Now, I should just point out that nestled in this assumption regarding kibui, that it's the davar nifal, is that, which is an interesting point, which is that the rush seems to hold that which is the subject of the kibui isn't the flame, but rather the davar adolik, which I think is an interesting question one could have answered, one could have asked. You're not touching the flame here. So you could have said, well, if kibui is kibui ha, what is it? Kibui ha, the flame, the shalhevis, or the ish, or is it kibui of the thing which is dolik? I think the rush is telling you that he thinks it's kibui, the thing which is nichbe, is not the flame, but rather the davar adolik. Shemen and the Psila. But in the end, what emerges is that both the Rush and the Ramban imply regarding Malchus Shabbos that Garmi has a Din of Maisa, but there's a difference in terms of the Gram cases that they think is Chayav, which are Usser, because Lashitasam, they have a difference regarding Garmi. And I think this is reflected in a case which the Ramban thought was Garmi, but the Rush did not. Namely, the case of Kli Mayim Tachasener. The Rush is explicit in that in Shabbos, that he thinks that case that the Ramban thought was Usser, meaning Kibwe Gamor, Lerabanan, that case, namely where you put kelim mleim mayim underneath the candle, the rush of that case is itself, the only reason that you're usher in that case is because of hashash, shema, the nitzotzos will fall at that moment. And just a couple more minutes. That's okay. That's okay, right? A couple more minutes? Yeah. Shema, the nitzotzos will fall at that moment, and in the end it'll have just kibwe gummer because you're going to be hitting the sparks right as you put the water underneath. So the rush thinks that that case is mutter. I suspect that he would also probably say the same thing about mechitza shamayim or mechitza shalkelim, which would for sure be in a case where you have vadai mechabin. Now, Agav, the korban nisanol is very bothered. The rush himself is also omits the halacha, omits the case of no sein mayim l'talis l'tzad echad acher shal talis. The korban nisanol is very bothered by this. He says, I understand the Ramban. The Ramban explained that the Rif doesn't pass in this case because he thinks the case in Kira is a case of Kibwe Gamor. Why? Because it's Bari, it's Vadai Tavo HaTotzah. But the Rush himself didn't have a problem with it, even though it's Vadai. So why shouldn't he pater? What's his reason for assuming paskining against this case? Why does he leave it out? So I think the answer is simple. The Rush leaves it out because even if it's Vadai, it's still not Kibwe Gamor, because for the rush, it's not sufficient to have Vadai. You also need to have Nogei but Gufa Davar Hadolik in order to be considered Maisa B'Yadayim. Right? So, in the case of no saying Kli Tachas Amayim, Kli Malei Mayim Tachas Aner, you don't have Negia B'Gufa Davar Hadolik. Do you see the Korban Masano? Sure? Should I read it quickly or no? You have it there? Sure. Here. So the Rashi omits this case of Talash Akhazba or Nosin Mayim Litzad Hasheni. So, Reisi, so this is the Korban Asano. Reisi Sha'arivid, Ramban Tirtsu. Why does the Rif admit it? Shesova Rif, the Hadar of Yuda Eno Halacha, if you should midame Mechitzos Mayim, Mechitzos Mayim Mamash, Mechitzos Kalim, Chadashim Malayim Mayim. Ve'enokein ela afilu Rabbi Shimon ben Anas oser mechitzas mayim mamash kedaasik Ravashi beperek here the hadetanan nosin kli tachas aner lekaba bonit so loitin nosach mayim neshu mechabe oops sorry afilu rabbanan de pligi Rabbi Yosef is savri de garm kiboy mutter shani hacha shu mekarik kiboy klamar lefish nosin mayim lehedja ve'nimtza Rabbi Yehuda ve'Ravashi chokin ve'kam like Ravashi shu basra adkan fi devrayim hadi isa amar Rabbi Yehuda ve'harif ve'rabenu tosafri okay fine elshe tzar chiyun. The Harabinu Masik Le'el, so Perakira, Simon Chavdalat, Kifi, Rabbi Paras, the Gazrinan, Shema Yitain Mayim Bechli, Shtakasiner, Bishas Nefilas Anitosos. Fizer, of Ashi, Ruhida, Pligiv Zarchiyun. In other words, what is the Rush's reason? Why is that case was, even if you did something which was Vadai Mechabe, you wouldn't necessarily be, it would still be Grama. So what's his reasoning? So I think the answer is simple, and just putting it together with the Rush in Beitza, which is, you aren't no gay, but gufa davar adolik in that case. In this case, however, what's the dolik? The talis, because the talis is the fuel. Right? The talis is the equivalent of the psila. Of the shemen, rather. and the psula, I guess. So in this case, you are nogeya b'davar hadolik, and it's vadai tikaveh. In that case, you have kiwa gamar. So that's just in terms of internally within the rush. But ultimately,
wait, the rush is mechayev in the Talos case.
He omits it from being, he doesn't quote it as being mutter. So the assumption is yes.
Okay, okay.
Right, just like the Rift omitted it, he doesn't say that. It's not just that they omitted it. There are two cases, the Gemara gives two strategies for dealing with the Talos Shachas Baha Or. One of them is you can be poshet miskaseba, maybe it's kelachar yad. That's one way to get rid of the fire or to save the Talos or to stop the fire. And the other way is no saying mayim l'tzad echad, l'tzad sheni. So both the Rift and the Rashi only quote the first. And they leave out the second. So that's the issue. But I think the answer is simple, which is that the Rush too thought this was kibui gamur, because for the Rush, what's kibui gamur is asiyas ma'aseh b'gufa davar nogeya b'davar adolik, and vada dikaveh.
We don't even have to go to say that it's. We could leave it at saying that the Rush thinks that garmi is chayav and shabbos.
Well, that's what I want to conclude is that. I mean, the Rush is not. Neither the Rambam nor the Rush mentioned their shittas about Garmi in general. But I think we putting it together can just note that they both seem to think Garmi is actually that these they seem to be describing Garmi. I mean, they don't say it, but the Rambam says Vaday, the Rush is Nogei b'Gufa Davar. I think it's pretty compelling to say that what they're saying is these cases are Garmi, and they believe Garmi is Maaseh
B'Yadayim. Okay, that last point I'm saying is.
Yeah,
you're getting that from the fact that they don't explicitly say that they're chayav mishum garmi.
So they don't say garmi. They don't mention garmi. They say kibui gamur.
And even though these cases are chashav garmi, nevertheless, because garmi is really like a maisa.
I think they think garmi in bechol torah kula has no din of is din of maisa b'dayim. Yeah, they don't. Neither of them say it, so it's a little bit interesting. Meaning, that neither of them discuss say explicitly garmi. But both of them come to criterion which happen to align with what they believe distinguishes between Grama and Garmi. So I don't think that's a coincidence. I think what they're saying, what they think is, Garmi is chayav midin ma'aseh b'yadayim. Benizikin, as an example. So if that's true, so then when you say Gram kibo is mutter, that's if it's Grama, not if it's Garmi. If it's Garmi, then it has a din of ma'aseh b'yadayim. They just resort then, though, they don't call it Garmi, they resort to the criterion, right? For their bond, that means if it's Bari, if the totsah is vadais, if the kibbutz will definitely happen, that's sufficient already. Even if all you're doing is setting up a contraption so that when the fire eventually comes to it, it'll extinguish it. But if it's certain to happen, right, the kalim malay mayim surrounding the mayim, if it's certain, that's going to be a problem of kibbutz gummer. It's certainly not. It's very hard to argue that that's just a regular case of ma'aseh b'dayim. I mean, you're not. I mean, it's not ma'aseh b'dayim. But apparently for the Ramban, it's also that it already has a din of kibbutz gamur. If it's not a classical Maaseh B'Yadayim, but it has a din of Maaseh B'Yadayim. And the Rush too. Yisrael made a case of Mistapik Mishem and Shebaner, where the reason that that's considered to be kibbutz gamur is because there's no gay b'davar delik. What happens? The only thing that happens is that it has less fuel. So then eventually, once it consumes the fuel that it has. It eventually loses. It eventually just ceases to have fuel, and it dies on its own. That's already kibbutz gamur. So I would say, maybe it's not kibbutz gamur in the sense of a classical ma'aseh b'yadayim, but it is. It's sufficient because it meets the criterion of garmi. And garmi, basically, the Russian Ramban again, they don't call it garmi, but it meets the criterion for garmi. Garmi is a ma'aseh b'yadayim. Okay, so that's just in terms of. Garmi b'chol tor kula, right? So, if I could just leave this off and then I'll pick it up again when you come back. So basically, we have machlokas in Ritzicha. Is garmi chayav b'Ritzicha or not? One way we can understand this machlokas is it's simply a function of a broader machlokas, namely, what is the status of garmi l'man d'dan yin de garmi? Is it a separate track of gram? It's gorim. You happen to be in Zikin, you're chayav not just for ma'aseh b'dayim, but also for the separate track of causation, in which case, outside of Nezikin, you're not going to have such a chiyuv. Ritzicha, Shabbos, right? Daladvarim, all these cases, Gorim is not ka'osa. It's not a ma'aseh b'yadayim. So therefore, in all these other cases, you're going to say, Ritzicha included, you're going to say that it's putter. Whereas the Mandamar, who is Mechayev Garmi, we could explain, he holds It's again a function of his general position, which is, namely, it is a Maisa B'Dayim. Ram is always a Maisa B'Dayim. Shabbos, in Nezikin, in Dal Dvarim, and in Ritzila. We've already noted that it's possible, though, even if you assume, let's say, that in general, Chodor Kula, we consider Garmi to be just not be Maisa B'Dayim. It doesn't count as a Maisa B'Dayim, but it's rather just causation. Still, you might say you're chayav for Ritzicha, like you are for Nezikin, for reasons that we discussed. Namely, the Totsav is what's mechayavis. So, as long as you're responsible for somebody losing his life, that's already sufficient. It's not, you don't need a Maisa Ritzicha B'Dayim. But I just want to raise the possibility that maybe, that especially for the Ramban, it appears you have the opposite. Namely, that even though Garmi is Bechol Torah Kula, has a din of a Maisa B'Dayim, but you're going to be Pater V'Ritzicha. You're going to require the classical Maisa B'Dayim specifically for Ritzicha. That's what seems to emerge from the Ramban. The Ramban always holds Gorim Kavaseh, Shabbos, Vaday, right? If it's Vaday Dikavah, that's Kibbuy Gomer. But nonetheless, Siluk Tris is Garmi, so why aren't you Chayev? You know, this isn't, according to this Ritzicha, it turns out to be an exception, and the question is why. So we'll get to that next week. Chabur, Thursday.
Right.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm late, everybody.